Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, March the 3rd, 2008. The Israeli army leaves northern Gaza. Death toll stands at 116, while in the West Bank, the Israeli army attacks school children, killing one near Ramallah. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported on Monday morning that Israeli shells in the Gaza Strip killed 7 Palestinians on Monday at dawn, including 3 who were killed in Jabalia, in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Medical sources reported that medics located 3 more bodies in Jabalia and evacuated several other injured residents. Some of the injuries were described as serious. A total of 7 people were killed by the army on Monday, even after Israel announced ending its offensive in the Gaza Strip. The latest Israeli strike targeted a location east of Al-Nusayrat, a refugee camp in central Gaza, where one Hamas member was killed and 3 others injured, one seriously. A previous airstrike targeted a group of fighters at the Gaza Sea coast. One identified as a Hamas fighter was killed. 3 other fighters were killed in airstrikes that targeted the Al-Shajayil neighbourhood east of Gaza City. 3 Palestinian children were injured in army shelling east of Jabalia on Monday at dawn. The Israeli attacks escalated last Wednesday when the army started a major ground and air offensive and intensified on Saturday. The operation lasted until Monday morning, leaving 116 Palestinians killed and over 300 injured. A West Bank teenager was killed on Monday and several others injured when Israeli troops attacked a protest organised by school students in the village of Al-Masra'a, Al-Sakhaya, located near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Witnesses told reporters that school children organised the demonstration to protest at the continuous Israeli attacks on Gaza. When the children reached the checkpoint at the entrance to the village, troops opened fire, killing one teenage boy and injuring 3 others. 5 Palestinian schoolboys were injured and 3 others kidnapped on Monday as the Israeli troops attacked a protest organised in the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem, again protesting Israeli attacks on Gaza. Meanwhile, Palestinian sources reported that the Israeli army kidnapped at least 14 Palestinians during a pre-dawn invasion, targeting several cities and towns in the West Bank on Monday. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Conscience Londres and Ghassan Benora.